And it may be, with Fox viewers and people who listen to a lot of right-wing hate radio, they're like pre-softened up, preconditioned. Over the weekend, I again watched the movie The Brainwashing of My Dad by Jen Seiko. And it's an absolutely brilliant movie. And I'm not just saying that because I'm in it. And she follows her father going from being a really nice guy who starts getting into Rush Limbaugh and Fox News to the point that he's virtually psychotic, hating everybody, screaming at everybody all the time. And then he goes through a health crisis that pulls him out of the ability to listen to Limbaugh every day and watch Fox News every day. And all of a sudden, he becomes a normal human being again. And, all these people telling their stories about their relatives who got sucked into the right-wing hate machine. And it's real. And until that is delegitimized or people wake up to the lies that are being fed to them. I mean, the New York Times right now is asking Fox and Friends to apologize because the president of the United States tweeted a lie about the New York Times that was promoted on Fox and Friends by Fox hosts. And, Fox, people who watch Fox know less about what's going on in the United States and the world than people who don't watch any media at all. They're not just uninformed, they're malinformed or misinformed. They're lied to constantly, every single day. You want to see the lies, go to foxhounds.us or mediamatters.org. Every day they post the day's lies from Fox. And it's not just Fox. Right-wing hate radio does the same thing.